Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Loi Nishban Sarah Biak Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding over the Zora Davov. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph brings a sofik. What is the reason that one cannot do business with a goy before Yom Edom? Is it mishum harvacha, meaning that he makes him benefit and he will go and be moided to his God, to his avodah zarah, and the Yisrael is over on the aveiro of Loi Shoma Al Picha? Or it's because of a lifnei iver, because he causes the goy to go and do an aveiro. And the nafkamina is, if the goy anyway has an animal, or has the way to do the aveiro, so maybe he's not doing lifnei iver, but harvoch he still does. Now, Shas v'tshuvas pnei Yeshua, he proves from our Gemara that midoraisa there's no lifnei iver by a goy. Why? Because the Gemara later is going to tell us that the whole issur of lifnei idom is only a issur derabbanan, not a issur deraisa. And according to what the Gemara is telling us now, that the reason why you can't sell to them is because of Lifnei Iver. If Lifnei Iver is deraisa, so then it should be Yesod deraisa, not Yesod derabanan. You see, from here, the Lifnei Iver by a goy is not Yesod deraisa, it's only Yesod derabanan. Rabbi Yeshua goes on to explain, what is the reason really there's no Lifnei Iver by a goy? So he says, based on the Gemara and the base, the Gemara says, Omar v'imoy de deretz, ro'o v'iter goyim, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw the Bnei Noach, and I'm not becoming the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Omad v'itir lehem, he was matir to them the mitzvahs. So they don't really have the mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So there's no issue of lifnei iver lo titen michshol midor raisa. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuvas Choshem Mishpat Tzimel Kuf Pei brings this Bnei Yeshua and disagrees. And he says that what the Gemara told us at the base, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was matir on the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. The Gemara asked, is Guri Izgar? Do they get benefit from the fact that they didn't keep the mitzvahs? And the Gemara says, no, it's only legabi the fact they don't get reward. So Hasefer learns from the Gemara over there that of course they have the obligation to do the mitzvahs, so they have the same oinish for not doing the mitzvahs. They just don't get rewarded for the seven mitzvahs binoyach. And therefore Hasefer learns that it doesn't address the question of Yeshua from our Gemara, but he says that it is Eisod Eraisa, the lifnei iver l'tein michshol by a goy. And l'chor, this machloikis, if there is a lifnei iver by a goy midoraisa or not, l'chor depends on the understanding of what is the issur of lifnei iver l'tein michshol. In the name of the Panovich Rov, they say it this way. Lifnei iver can have two different in understanding or issues that could be with lifnei iver. One is, it's a ben adam l'mokim, which means, we don't want this aveiro to happen in the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want this aveiro. It's something which is misnagged, which is going against the Rotz of Hashem. So when a person is causing somebody else to do an aveiro, he's going against what Hashem wants in the world. That's one way to understand lifnei iver. The other way to understand lifnei iver is a ben adam l'chaveyor, which means if this person is going to go and do the aveiro, he's going to get punished. And if he gets punished, we don't want this person to get punished. How can you cause a friend to suffer this way? Efshel hafkamina between the two is regarding a goy. If you understand lifnei iver is a ben adam l'mokim, you don't want this thing to happen in the world, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not chofetz to this ma'aseh, so even for a goy, you have an issur lifnei iver. But if the inyan is that I don't want this person to get punished by a goy, we don't care so much that a goy will get punished if he did something wrong. So you may be sure that we'll learn this way, you will say there's no lifnei iver by a goy, at least we do it right, so because the lifnei iver's objective is not to have a person get punished, and that's a din dafka by Yisrael, which is a chicho, that's where you care about his punishment. And we're learning from here another thing, the machlekes here, the Yeshua and the Chasam Sofer is, the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta that says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mevater and Shev Mitzvahs Benoyach, was he mevater completely, meaning that his mitzvahs don't exist, they don't get rewarded and don't really get punished? Or the mitzvah is still there, and there's still punishment. And only regarding the reward, we take it away, but they still have the same chiyuvim of the mitzvahs. Anyone who wants to join the Shalom Achshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shalomachshava@gmail.com.